This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be going over a couple of ways that narcissists will deflect from blame, but will deflect accountability, will try to get you off the topic, will try to throw you off, and things like that. These are a few different techniques. One technique, I'm going to start it off, is by focusing on what narcissists will focus on to throw you off the point, is tone of voice. Narcissistic people, if you're trying to confront them or hold them accountable for something that they have actually done, they will tend to focus, and they don't want to take accountability for it. They will tend to focus on your tone of voice, how you are speaking to them. Even if you don't have a tone, even if you're not speaking to them in any other way, shape, or form, they will focus on your tone of voice. They just will. Yeah. So even if you don't have a tone of voice, even if your tone has not changed at all, they will try to say it has. They will say, why are you talking to me like that? Like, hold on, we're going to talk about that, but you don't get to raise your voice at me. Why are you raising your voice? Why are you saying it to me like that? You know? If you're going to talk about something, you need to watch your tone, you know, you need to do that. You need to focus. They focus on how you're talking, you know, they focus on how you're talking and not what you're talking about. They don't care what you're talking about. They know that they are guilty. Like narcissistic people, we know when we have done wrong. So that's why we're trying to, you know, divert the attention back to you. Get it off of us, back to you. Why are you talking to me like that? And you, like I said, if you don't have a tone, if you're not speaking in any kind of different tone than you normally would, then you might get confused. You'd be like, wait, what? I don't have a tone. What are you talking about? You do have a tone. Like, listen to your voice. Listen to how you're talking to me. Like, show some respect. Or so if they think you have a tone, you know, if they think you have a tone, they will absolutely try to hyper focus on that to get you thrown off. And they sometimes look, they'll take how you're talking to them, quote unquote, and use that as a reason to get mad at you. So that can lead into a different diversion tactic of rage. They can rage out on you. They can take your tone of voice or how you're speaking to them, or just the simple fact that you are trying to hold them accountable. They can take all of that stuff right there and use it to formulate a reason to get mad at you, yell and scream at you, rage out on you. You know, rage is used to intimidate you to get you off the point even more. If y'all are watching my video and you see what I'm doing, my daughter is on this little slide right here. I'm trying to watch her at the same time. So this is, y'all got me in real life. Like, look, she's trying to get her legs off from under here. There you go, slide. Show them you can slide. Go ahead. So I want y'all to watch it real quick, y'all. Sorry for the interruption. Go. Whee! Yay. Okay. But yeah, they use that to get you to rage out. They use your tone to get you to have a reason to get mad at you. I'm yelling at you because how you talk to me. You can't talk to me any kind of way and expect me not to retaliate. You can't talk to me any kind of way. So they'll use your tone or lack thereof as a reason to rage out on you, yell and scream at you, to intimidate you, get you scared, and get you off the point. Or it just exhausts you. You're just tired of arguing at that point. It didn't need to be an argument, but it turned into an argument because a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, could not handle that accountability from you confronting them. So they'll focus on your tone. This is the diversionary tactic. If they say, watch your tone. Why you talk to me like that? Why's your voice like that? They're trying to throw you off the point. I promise you. They're not hyper-focused on your voice or how you're talking to them. They're focused on the fact that you're trying to hold them accountable. So your tone can lead to rage. Your tone can also lead to the silent treatment. You know, because a lot of narcissists don't rage, y'all. I know narcissistic rage is a term that a lot of people use, but not all narcissists rage. The more covert type narcissistic people, they go silent on you. They'll give you the silent treatment as a diversionary tactic to stop being held accountable. They'll go silent and just refuse to talk to you, refuse to engage with you. They'll do that instead, y'all. So they won't sit right here and argue with you and fight with you, or they'll get loud with you. They'll just refuse to talk to you. They'll just go silent on you. You know, they're just like, zip. I'm gonna go completely silent on you, and you know, refuse to talk to you. A lot of them will do that right there, y'all. A lot of them do that, so you can't hold them accountable. You know what I mean? A lot do that. And a lot of people are like, no, a lot of, you know, mine doesn't rage at me. So they must not be a narcissist. Not all narcissists rage, y'all. I'm telling you. Some narcissistic people, like, not all narcissists rage. Some narcissists will absolutely go silent on you and things like that instead. You know? So silence works too. They don't have to rage on you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And go silent and get the same, accomplish the same goal. You know, silence accomplishes the same goal that rage will. Get you thrown off the topic, and sometimes it'll have you blaming yourself and have you apologizing. You know, have you blaming yourself, have you apologizing to them, and they still don't, there's no accountability on the forefront for them and things like that. You know what I mean? So that's another way. Rage. So tone of voice, they'll focus on your tone of voice. They'll rage out on you. They'll give you the silent treatment. And some people will just leave. They'll stonewall you and just disappear on you. They'll just go complete. They won't give you the silent treatment. It's part of the silent treatment, but they'll just leave. They'll leave the house. They'll leave the room. Wherever space you're having this conversation in, they'll just refuse to have it and just leave. Have a reason to go out there and, you know, leave the house. They'll use this as a reason to leave the house. I'm not trying to argue with you, and just leave. And y'all, I'm just telling y'all, what you allow is what will continue. Absolute truth. What you allow is what will continue. Like, how do I communicate with this person? Yo, if you can't communicate with somebody who's going to keep trying to divert the attention back to you. So many of y'all want to focus on how to change that person. You can't change that person. The only thing you can change in these situations is you. You know what I mean? Because they'll use the rage. They'll use the silent treatment. They'll leave. They'll focus on your tone of voice. They'll focus on how you look. You know what I mean? They'll focus on everything. They can get really, really mean on you. They don't have to rage on you. They can also just get real mean and derogatory towards you and start demeaning you and devaluing you and yet blaming you for their actions. They'll just blame you for the action. That's another way that they divert attention is by blaming you for whatever they have done. It's your fault. You know, tone of voice, rage, silent treatment, leaving the place, and blaming you are all diversionary tactics to avoid getting held accountable by narcissistic people. And a lot of them can use some narcissists and toxic people can use multiple of these. It's not just one going to pertain to some narcissistic people. Some can use a lot of these, y'all. And, you know, it's hot in North Carolina. I know y'all gonna say, "Well, Willie, why you have a tank top on? You put some clothes on for you." It's hot outside. You know what I mean? And I'm chasing my daughter, baby, bink, no. Come on. So, yeah. You have to watch how do you communicate with them? Go straight to the point. Just tell them, if you want to stay with them, you have to go straight to the point. And of course, use discretion, because sometimes they can use physical violence to throw you off the point. They can put their hands on you. You know, physical violence, they can be part of the rage. You know, they can put their hands on you, hit you, punch you, kick you, whatever, to throw you off the point. How you communicate with these people is, like, literally you have to go straight to the point. Tone of voice. Don't engage with them. When they try to divert you, bring it back to the point. When they try to divert you, bring it back to the point. I don't have a tone. We both know I don't have a tone. I'm trying to hold you accountable. Whatever point it is. If they're cheating, if they're lying to you, if they've been hiding money, they've been stealing, whatever they have going on, like, bring it back to that point. Don't let them shift it onto something else, because that's what they'll just do. They'll try to shift it. They'll keep trying to shift it. If you see they keep trying to shift it, they know they're guilty. That's a sign of guilt. The shift is a sign of guilt. You know, you got to sit down, baby. You got to sit down. Them trying to shift it off of themselves is a sign of guilt, y'all. If they're not guilty, why would they try to shift it? They can deny it. That's the easiest way to divert. Like, no, they can just lie their way out of it. So, I hope this video brought y'all some clarity on how people can, you know, divert attention and things like that. Because I know a lot of narcissists and toxic people have a few different ways of trying to divert the accountability away from themselves onto you in some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? So you have to, like I said, again, straight to the point. How do you communicate? Straight to the point, and don't let them divert you, because they're going to use this that tactic or a multitude of tactics. You know what I mean? You know, a multitude of tactics to try to throw you off the point. They just are. Don't let them divert you. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back to what you're talking about. Bring it. Always bring it back. Don't let them divert it. Don't let them do whatever they're trying to do to you. Bring it back to the point, and don't let them, like I said, skirt accountability, because they don't want it. No, accountability brings shame to narcissists and toxic people. That holding them accountable makes them feel shame, makes them feel, you know, anger. That shame can lead to anger. It's the shame behind it all, y'all. Shame, shame, shame. Avoiding shame is it. They're trying to avoid shame. They absolutely are trying to avoid shame. All these diversionary tactics are because they're trying to avoid the shame that comes along with being held accountable or being found guilty or whatever. Baby, no, you cannot ride a scooter. No, good God, no. She's trying to, oh my goodness, y'all. She's trying to fight me for the scooter. You cannot ride the scooter. Oh my goodness, y'all. I know this episode been kind of all over the place, but I got a baby. She's doing too much. But yeah, to avoid shame is the goal, y'all. But anyway, y'all, let me hop off this thing real quick, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn every more from you. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more episodes. Turn on the notifications bell. Mental Illness is out. Peace.